At this point, we're going to experience what's called the magic mirror meditation and visualization. I'd ask you to sit quietly, close your eyes, and let yourself imagine that you're standing in an open field on a sunny day. Looking around, see if you can recognize the plants and insect life and animal life around you, if there are any, without any people, just out alone in an open field. And gazing across the field, notice that there is a house out there, not too far from you. And I'd like you to begin walking toward the house, imagining what you're passing on the way, imagining what the house looks like. This house should be big enough to have at least 3 rooms. And it's going to be an empty house. Nobody lives in this house. So you're walking toward the vacant house across the land, noticing what you see on the way. And when you come to within about 20 yards of the house, stop and just notice and describe to yourself what this house looks like, this empty house, large enough for at least 3 rooms. Now let yourself approach the house, knowing that it's safe to go inside. Nothing will harm you in this house. I'd like you to go up and stand in front of the front door before opening it. Look at the door. Describe to yourself what it looks like. And now I'd ask you to open this door and walk into the house, turning to the first room that you see, walking into that room, an empty room. On one wall is a mirror. I'd like you to look in this mirror. It's a magic mirror. It can see you on the physical level, completely in detail. It can see you on the emotional level and on the intellectual level. It can see you, it allows you to see yourself, your strengths and your weaknesses. First, begin on the physical level, looking in this mirror. Notice what you see. Notice your strengths and weaknesses. Notice the things you like about yourself and those things that you don't like so much about yourself on the physical level. And now gaze into this mirror on the emotional level. It can see your emotions. You can see your own emotions, your emotional states of being. And see your strengths and weaknesses. See some of the things you like about yourself and some of the things you don't like so well about your emotional state. Try to be careful not to judge yourself, but just simply notice what you like and don't like, what your strengths and weaknesses are. And now look on the intellectual plane. This mirror reflects back to you your intellectual strengths and weaknesses, the things you like about your own mind, the things you may not like so well. Again, not to judge yourself, but just to observe objectively what you see in the mirror. And finally, look at yourself through the lens of your spiritual engagement, your spiritual connections. Look at your strengths and weaknesses on that level, whatever it means to you. And let you see your own strengths and weaknesses as a spiritual being. And knowing that you can come back into this room anytime you want, let yourself step out of the room and walk into the next room you see. Again, an empty room. Again, a mirror, or something that looks like a mirror on the wall. And gazing into this mirror, somehow you're able to see the divine in some form. You're able to see it shining through the mirror in some form, whatever it looks like to you. It could be the form of a being, it could be a light, it could be anything that you would imagine. The experience would be a being in the full presence of the divine that fills the room with its presence. You become thoroughly filled with this presence. What does that feel like? And knowing that you can come back into this room at any point, whenever you wish, I'd ask you now to step out of this room and walk to the third room that you see, the next room you see, walking into yet another empty room with yet another mirror on the wall. And this time you're going to look at yourself just as you did in the first room, except you are now filled with the presence of the divine, and you're going to look at yourself through the eyes of God, so to speak. Look at yourself through those eyes. Look at your physical being, its strengths, its weaknesses, what you like and don't like. Look how it feels now, seeing it through the eyes of God. And look at your emotional body, again, through the eyes of God. The things that you thought were important or not important, strengths, weaknesses, likes and dislikes. How does that feel to you now? And look at your own mind, your intellect, the strengths and weaknesses that you perceived in yourself. The things you like or don't like about your own mind, seen through the eyes of God. Notice what you experience. And finally, the spiritual body. Notice that aspect of your being through the eyes of the divine. Notice how that feels. Notice the difference between the experience of seeing yourself through the divine eyes as compared with the first room, how you perceive yourself in your ordinary state of mind. And knowing that you can come back to this house at any time, entering any room in it at any time, let yourself now go to the front door, stepping outside the front door and closing it, remembering what you noticed about the door, and then stepping back into the field, moving back about 20 yards away from the house and looking back, noticing how you felt before you entered this house and how you feel now. And then making your way back to the field where you originally began, noticing the plants, insects, and animal life that you may have seen before, noticing how you feel right now, going back to your starting point, noticing how you feel when you see things through the eyes of God. And now, feel free to turn off the CD, knowing that you can come back to this place at any time and experience seeing the world through the eyes of God.